This is the podcast for the reporting verb section of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. In academic writing, you will need to cite or refer to other people's work or ideas. In order to do this accurately, you will need to use reporting verbs to link your in-text citation to the information cited. This podcast looks at what reporting verbs are, then looks at the strength and grammar of reporting verbs. On the website, there's also a table which lists some of the most common reporting verbs, giving meaning, strength, and usage. So first of all, what are reporting verbs? Reporting verbs, also known as referring verbs, are verbs which are used when you report or refer to another writer's work. They are needed to connect the in-text citation to the information you are citing. Consider the following examples, which use the reporting verbs point out and state. Sharpling, 2012, points out that reporting verbs have subtle differences in meaning. University of Adelaide, 2014, states that using the same reporting verb all the time is both repetitive and boring. The most common reporting verb is state. However, while it is simpler to use the same verb over and over, this will not give your writing much variation. In addition, each reporting verb has slightly different meaning, depending on what the writer you are citing is saying. It is therefore important for you to be aware of and try to use a range of reporting verbs, depending on the information you are citing. Note that according to is another common way to refer to a writer's work. This is not a reporting verb, but is used in the same way. A common student mistake is to use this with a reporting verb such as state, which makes the sentence grammatically incorrect. Next, let's look at strength of reporting verbs. Reporting verbs vary in terms of strength. Consider the following examples. Smith, 2016, assumes that reporting verbs have different strengths. Smith, 2016, insists that reporting verbs have different strengths. Although both verbs have the same general meaning, namely believe, the verb assume is quite weak, while the verb insist is much stronger. The second verb most closely matches the information above on this page, i.e. as fact, and is therefore more accurate than the first one. Finally, let's look at the grammar of reporting verbs. Reporting verbs are often followed by a that clause. However, not all verbs follow this pattern. It's important when using reporting verbs to check the grammar usage to make sure that your writing is accurate. Consider the following examples. Smith, 2016, insists that reporting verbs have different strengths. Insist, followed by that. Smith, 2016, agrees with Sharpling, 2012, that reporting verbs have subtle differences in meaning. Agree with somebody. Smith, 2016, challenges writers to use reporting verbs accurately. Challenge somebody to do something. Note that it's usually acceptable to use reporting verbs in either the past or present tense. The present tense is more common as this brings the past research into the present and therefore makes it more current and important. There may, however, be special requirements for your course, so it's always useful to check the style guide for assignments. For a full list of over 100 different reporting verbs, please see the website. This lists verbs according to general meaning, usage, and strength. For example, for the general meaning accuse, there is accuse somebody of something, which is a strong verb, allege that, also a strong verb, and blame or criticize somebody for something, also a strong verb. And for the general meaning add, there is develop, which is a weak verb, and contribute to something, which is a strong verb. That is the end of the podcast. For more information on this and other areas of EAP, please visit the website at www.eapfoundation.com.